I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good point at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. It's called fishing, not catching, bitch. Okay? It's not called catching. You go out there to fish.
Maybe I catch one every time I fish.
Maybe you you catch a fish in the process.
Northeast Portland Park Road, stand up, baby. We always catching fish.
Don't have a lot of time here, so let's turn and burn. You ready to go?
Mail sack question. Or the Columbia, we always catching fish.
Would you rather have your alma mater win a football championship, or would you rather have back-to-back aces on Pacific Dunes at 10 and 11? Have you played Pacific Dunes? Is that one on your bingo?
Okay. Yeah.
Those
no
two
one
par
ever played
threes.
Is,
Bandon, right?
Bandon OG.
OG Bandon.
OG Bandon.
So Pacific Dunes has back-to-back par threes on the back nine. They're just gorgeous holes.
I will tell you right now, that course, I couldn't have been more excited in looking back that I had like a 96.
Dude, 96 is not bad at Pacific Dunes.
It wasn't even windy. The
that
conditions were actually
brutal.
Perfect. That course is hard.
It's absolutely brutal.
And everybody will hate me for saying this. I will take the back-to-back aces.
Over the Beavs winning a national title, huh?
We've already done it three times.
Yeah. Well, I'm football. I'm assuming this is it's football championships a question. Them winning a national championship in football. Not in a sport nobody cares about.
I mean, it's back-to-back aces at Bandon. I'm going on their Instagram that day.
You are definitely going on their Instagram.
And I will never forget that moment.
Can I give douchey golf guy answer here?
As somebody who's never had a 1-1, sure.
Children's course counts.
I've been there before. I mean,
children's course counts.
With your dad blocking the hole with his shoes.
What's my score?
Let's say you shoot not a great score for you, so let's say it's an 89.
An 89 with two aces. That's a really rough round.
Yeah.
If you give me two.
Oh, breaking 90 at Pac Dunes with two aces. What a rough life this is.
I've shot a 78 at Pac Dunes without an ace, so I'm going to take a football championship.
I'm going to take a football championship.
Well, you definitely need it the most.
We need it. We desperately need it, dude.
These Wolf titles
for
are
my
not
happiness, Wolf titles, Wolf rings are not getting the job done here. That's
what are you doing?
Like, if you tell me that me shooting a couple of aces equals, I need a caveat.
What's the score?
A 68.
If I give you an 82, you're mad?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That's not good
to see
enough.
The Beavs go to the college football playoff and
win
take
it,
down.
You beat Alabama or
four
Georgia
wins
or
along the way.
Ohio
I have nothing
State.
To do with it.
I don't need
I'm
an
not
ace.
Involved
I
in
want
that
to
in
have
any
an
way.
Ace, but no, I'd rather.
Have you had an ace?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
So you're aceless as well.
Yeah.
I think if you guys have experienced an ace the way that I have, you'd know the taste of an ace is never enough.
Would you shoot that day?
A 110.
That's why I asked that. Like I want that scorecard to be framed and I want to be proud of it.
You cover up the back nine.
You just have it folded. Just have the folded card.
Well, I guess in that scenario, it'd be fold the front nine up and show the back, and then you don't need to write. Look, who cares about the score? It's two aces at Pac Dunes.
We got standards here, man. We got standards.
What do you mean?
Mail sack question. The NFL, NHL, NBA, and Major League Baseball are referred to as the core four. Setting bias aside, what does the MLS need to do to change it to a core five? Despite the Apple deal, the league continues to grow. Just curious your thoughts if it's possible for the MLS to be elevated to a core five or if the core four or the core four based on tradition.
Swag, I will let you answer this. You are best, most versed in that sport. I will say quickly as a side, I don't remember the player's name, so I apologize to my soccer brethren. Awesome moment, that goal they scored, the bicycle kick goal, where he then ran in and hugged his mom in the crowd. That was quite the moment for the Timbers this past weekend.
It was.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Such a cool moment.
I don't even think he knew about
Swag
that.
Swag has no idea what you're talking about.
Didn't see the game. I was busy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's working. He's, got hops.
I thought you knew.
No, for the MLS, and I've said this, you need to get to the point where it's the same thing with, it was why, but, in college football, we can talk about a lot of different places of college football because we know the coach, we know the quarterback, and we know one other, top player on that team, a difference maker. And you can go talk about any of them. And you have to be able to get there. There has to be a care beyond just the Timbers here where you need to know on most other teams who the coach is, who the top scorer is, maybe who the goalkeeper is, that sort of thing where you're following the league and there is enough critical mass of it around the country to support conversations back and forth all the time. And they're not close.
No, it's
not.
I mean,
It is not close. No. And we know the NHL is a fourth place in the core four. They're not close to the NHL.
Well, I would say they're five. I would say it's the NFL, college football.
Yeah,
baseball,
yeah. College football is the second most popular sport in America.
College football is ahead of Major League Baseball in the NHL.
And the NBA.
Yeah.
When you look at ratings, it's ahead of the
peak
NBA,
peak games,
too.
Like the big games, they're outrating the NBA.
I think you have to do this, to be fair, just comp-wise, just to give you an indicator. Like, the MLS Cup or Final, whatever they call it, it's a one-game thing, right? So you're not going to break down, all right, game four of the Stanley Cup Final had this many people watching. You know how many people watched the MLS Final last year? What their average was.
This is
on Fox and Fox Deportes.
Maybe just over a million.
500,000.
Yeah.
The year before that, it was 900,000. Now, in 2022, I can't remember who they had. They had 2.2 million. That is the only time since in the last decade that they've topped 2 million people. When the Stanley Cup Final gets to a Game 7, which it did last year, you know how many people watch Edmonton in Florida? Almost 8 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the gap. If it was 500,000 to 8 million, that is
such a massive
gap. They
got to get off the Apple deal. They got to get back to a Fox or an NBC or an ESPN or something.
I think there will be fans of it. It will be popular in the cities that it is in, but it will never reach that point because you're never going to be the best sport or the best league in the world.
No.
You will never get to the financial point where you can compete with household names. People know, I don't watch soccer. I know soccer names. I know teams. I know who plays where overseas. I couldn't tell you who the hell is on 99% of the MLS because I've never heard of 99% of the guys because they're not the best players in the world.
You've got to make that sport that you can trip over stumbling across games as you're flipping channels or whatever.
One more quick one, and then I'm going to carry over a couple of sack questions. Male sack question. You're 20 years old. You're a single man, and you just won the lottery of a one-night stand with Joy Taylor or Malika Andrews. Who do you pick? I'm just reading questions. Joy Taylor. Anybody else want to play?
Joy Taylor's not married. I'll take Joy Taylor.
Yeah.
There you go. Three for three.
Yeah. Okay.
One is the Pride of Portland.
One is the Pride of Portland.
But I will take Joy Taylor.
Yeah.
If I'm having to answer these questions, and I don't know why you read that question.
I would argue
20-year-old
the sack. I'm
winning
the
lottery.
Sack.
There's a lot more cocaine, and there's not just
it was winning the lottery of a one-night stand. Oh, it wasn't winning. It was the winning. You won a ticket to sleep with. You know, you get your choice there.
Yeah.
It's Joy Taylor.
Dirt's going to OD if he wins the lottery.
I'm curious what's going on there. Like to explore it. All right, let's get to the rest of the sack. More thoughts on the Blazers. Back after this.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's finish up some mail sack questions here. It's been a good palate cleanser after the last 2 hours of the show.
Buckman texted us a photo. I guess Luke Jackson just got a hole-in-one on one of those par threes that listener speaks of at Pac Dunes.
And 10 or 11?
I'm just going to go back to this again. Like, all the title would do for you is you get to randomly say, we want a title, bitch. You had nothing to do with it. You're not involved in it in any way.
No.
You have back-to-back aces all day. As somebody who's had an ace, listen to me here, okay? I know you guys haven't experienced this yet. Do you know how hard the next tee shot is after an ace? The pressure of the world is on you.
Clearly, the rest of the golf round was pretty pressure-packed
for
you.
It's tough enough. I couldn't handle it. You get one ace, it's hard enough. You do it twice in a row, you'll never forget that. Like,
look, you're
nobody will care about your title in 25 years. Like, cool, you won in 2025. 2060, bro.
Get you one of these.
Get you one of these. Nobody would care. Look, and I'd be like, get you two of these, and it'd be hole-in-ones.
You're making a valid argument. I'm not saying that
you're
having back-to-back hole-in-ones wouldn't be badass. I'm not arguing that. I need the title. Give me the title.
It's not your title.
I don't care if it's not my title. I don't care. People talking about their golf game, I think we all have to remember nobody cares.
That's a cool story, though.
That's a cool story. How often do you go around telling your story of your hole-in-one?
Every time I golf.
So, what were you doing 8 years ago? Oh, you know, you wouldn't believe it. I showed up at Stone Creek and aced the second hole and then shot a one. Like, you don't tell that story all the time. It's a cool memory for you.
Yeah.
But this is a shared thing. It's a bragging point.
Do you remember the scene?
I get to be cocky on Twitter. It'd be awesome.
Man, what a life. Do you remember the scene in Me, Myself, and Irene when they're talking? And she's like, you're one of those people who I don't think you listen. You just say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks. I got it cut last week.
Yes.
That is me on the hole in one. Wife and kids are good. Yeah, man, I was about 130 out.
Hit a pitching wedge.
Pitching wedge.
A little bladey, but it hopped right up there.
One hop in. Rolled in.
Nice little spin.
What?
A little tort. What are you talking about?
Sorry,
right
I was talking about my hole-in-one. What were you saying?
I thought we were talking about hole-in-ones right now. Mail sack question. If you had to describe your sex life with one drop from the show, which drop would it be?
You should have told me we had that question.
I got one here. Don't worry.
I actually have the recording device from last night.
Oh. Oh, you got... Oh. I mean, that's, yeah, that is the sex drop that we got. We're going to do the whole thing again.
Man, she has to go through it.
What's your over-under? Over-under on this drop.
What do you mean the over-under? Oh, hold on.
Hold on, wait for it.
I did that and she asked if I farted. Is that a fart? Nope.
Nope, it was not a fart.
No.
Hooray.
That's... That's pretty good. Let's
you
see what
did it.
Let's see what else here. I got this one.
The honeymoon's over.
All right, that's not bad.
That's it, huh?
That's all right. That's it, huh? Okay. May I ask that question? If you could have another major sport franchise in Portland so we don't have to talk so much Blazers, what are you
choosing? Gridiron Project, shut up.
And
next.
Yes, Dirt, we know you will say baseball. Dude, baseball would be, give me any of them. I don't care. Any of them.
Gridiron.
I won't be picky, but if you had
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you desperately need hockey. Another. You've already made that abundantly clear.
You said
clear.
You would choose the NHL over the NFL.
Over any league, you'd choose hockey.
I would.
Such a bad
loser.
I also had a question. If you and your significant other start a TV show, like a new show from HBO or Apple TV, and for whatever reason you haven't found time to watch it together, how long do you wait to start watching on your own? That is a great question.
So the wife and I have experienced this several times. I usually give it about 3 days. My wife will usually wait 2, and then I'll walk in and she'll be mid-episode like, hey,
I thought we're...
And then she'd be like, what? I didn't think you were interested. I'm like, we literally watched together.
Yeah, this is a problem that my wife suffers from chronically, and it doesn't take me long. Maybe 2 to 3 days, that's it, and then I just steamroll through it. I don't stop. If you're not along for the ride with me and it doesn't work in your schedule, that's fine.
Now, if she wants to watch it with you later, will you go back and watch it, or after you've seen it?
I'll do it while I'm watching. Like, if I'm folding some laundry or doing something in the background, you go ahead and turn the show on, that's fine. I'm not going to sit down on the couch and watch the entire episode with you again.
My wife wants to watch The Last of Us Season 2.
Yeah.
I have not started yet because she has started Season 1.
Ah,
so I just
catching up.
Yeah, I just watched the episode with the gay couple, Nick Offerman.
Great. Such a good episode of TV.
Great episode of television. And just watched that with her. I don't know if she's watched since because I haven't.
Mm. See, that's a little bit different because you'll sit back down if you're seeing a season that you've already seen.
That
of, like,
show's intense. I
do some follow-ups and some refreshers.
I have to be in the right mental state to watch some of those episodes. They're intense.
I will, and this is the way I do it with that show because I'm excited to watch a second season. I got to wait till the entire thing's out.
Binge it.
Not that I will in like one weekend, but just to have the ability. I can't do that television-wise anymore where you leave me with the cliffhanger for a week. I can't do it.
Well, my wife's not really into comedy shows that much as I am. Like, I'm watching The Studio on Apple with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
It's really good. It's if you don't like anxiety, though, and just awkward moments, that show's probably not for you, but I enjoy it. My wife doesn't watch it. Gemstones just wrapped. I watched that. My wife didn't like it.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of comedy things by myself.
Yeah, it's good to have your own TV shows, your own little moments, and then you have your collective shows, but you got to be simpatico on the schedule. We got to be agreeing on the pace. If we don't agree on the pace, then I'm going to go on my own. Last one for you, Millsack. Life has been good. The job commute has recently changed. We're looking at a new vehicle. In fact, as I had to trade in my truck years ago for a commuter Subaru, my wife said I can go get any car that I want and we'll figure it out. It feels like a trap. I've never been given this type of runway for a purchase of this caliber. I want a Tacoma, which runs 40 to 50K.
Yeah.
Should I just say I want that truck or say I really want the $80,000 Ford F-150,
the Lightning,
and then compromise and settle for the Tacoma?
Well, this is a tough one. The Buru is a good gas car. I got to follow. Is there kids? Are they beyond baby stage? Because here's the thing I think about the Tacoma, and I like the Tacoma.
I'm going through this right now with my Tacoma. I'm a proud Tacoma owner.
That back seat leg space is trash.
It is limited.
It's garbage.
If we have a second kid, I'm already I got to figure something out because I don't legitimately don't think I could fit 2 car seats back there.
Well, I know what you're going to do. You're going to go tundra.
Tundra time.
The tundra?
I'd shop around. I got to shop around. See who's out there.
Like, shopping for cars blows.
It does, dude.
It.
Well, it's also not a great time to buy a car either.
But yes, that's a good move by you. Go with the more expensive, knowing you might settle in for the Tacoma.
Then
and that's
you look
exactly
like
what you want.
You've made sacrifices for your family. Then it's a win for everybody. See, honey, look at the side. I mean, I wanted the F-150. It was 80K, but I realized, let's be smart here.
I have one more lease on the Soy Boy mobile, and I don't know what I want to do.
You gonna buy that bad boy?
I kind of like leasing.
Yeah. Lease, not a bad way to go. Cars depreciate in value
There's
as years go on.
Right.
The issue is, though, now, like, to do another lease with interest rates that have gone up, the amount you have to.
Well, is the tariff going to be a crazy thing in a year with these car prices? Because, like, then what do I do? I'm stuck.
You need the interest rates to come down because
interest rates going down will be
the
lovely.
Amount of down you to buy down the initial. Sure. Piece of the lease has gone significantly up.
Yeah, the chunk change you need up front has changed.
And you're like,
equation.
Well, if I got to drop that much, why don't I just, if you like the car, drop that on what you're there and then finance the rest of
Pay
it.
Pay down half of it or whatever the case. Yeah. So that's a good one. Philosophical question. I love the strategy there. No kids, go with the Tacoma. Kids, I'd go bigger.
It's limited.
That's
man.
My, as a Tacoma truck, owner, but... that would be my piece of advice for you.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.